The Siren returns! The glorious creature who captured London and then disappeared will once again grace the stage. The Bishop's Hill Theatre, Tuesday, July 7th, 1812. An evening tailored to gentlemen with refined tastes. And for their special enjoyment, come see The Naughty Review, a clandestine performance. This is a return engagement of London's once most talked about evening in the theatre, having been received with roars of laughter, applause, and great appreciation. For one night only, lovely ladies, song and frolic. Special boxes close to the stage available, an event not to be missed. Discretion would be kindly advised. Chapter 1. Sarah Pettijohn had vowed she would never play the role of the siren again. And yet here she was, tucked high above the stage behind the proscenium arch, so that the audience could not see her, dressed in practically nothing, waiting her turn on stage. From her perch, she watched the teeming mass of male bodies in the audience below, and knew they did not bode well for her. The owners of the theatre, Jeff and Charles, were masters at creating a stir. The house was packed with men from every walk of life. The rich, the poor, the old, the young, and the stupid had all paid their 4 shillings because, as Jeff said, men could never have their fill of chitty watching. No matter how much it costs them, they like to look. Sarah was not showing her titties. She wore a nude shift beneath her diaphanous costume. Granted, those little beneath the shift, but she was well covered compared to the other women in the company. She'd insisted upon it. She knew from the last time she had been compelled to play the siren, 6 years ago, the male imagination could fill in the details, whether seen or not. Keeping her identity a secret was important, just as it had been in the past. To that purpose, Sarah wore a bejeweled mask and mounds of face paint and powder to create a fanciful, feminine creature with long lashes and golden skin. A black wig plaited into a thick braid hid her red hair. She'd also refused to attend rehearsals, preferring to practice her act in secret. She was not proud of what she was doing. She had a reputation to protect. After all, she wasn't just an actress. She was a playwright. She'd agreed to play the siren because Jeff and Charles promised to stage her play. Her play. For years, Sarah had rewritten and edited the work of men who used her talent and gave her none of the recognition. This past summer, Coleman at the Haymarket Theatre, where she'd been part of the company for years, had promised to produce one of her plays, but when the time came, he'd reneged and put one of his own on the schedule instead. One Sarah had rewritten for him. Sarah had walked. She'd left his company with her head high and her pockets empty. That is when Jeff and Charles had approached her. They were talented theatre men who had staged the first Naughty Review in order to raise the funds to build the Bishop's Hill Theatre. It had been a one-night event, just as this was. At that time, Sarah had been desperate for money so that she could provide a home for her half-sister's orphan daughter. She didn't expose her titties then either, but she would have done that and more to protect Charlene. What no one had expected was for the siren to become almost legendary in men's minds. Even Sarah was astounded, and she was thankful that she'd been disguised so no one knew who she was. For months after that first review, personal notices were run in the papers from men either begging the actress playing the siren to contact them or looking for information about her. Fortunately, those few people who knew Sarah never betrayed her. Now, after years of running their own theatre, Jeff and Charles were deeply in debt. They were in danger of losing the Bishop's Hill and hoped that if the review worked once, it would do so again.
"Everyone wants the siren," Charles had said. "You do this for us and we will stage your play. We'll all have what we want."
Sarah had reluctantly agreed. She'd had no choice, really. She didn't have the means to stage the play herself. Charlene was now happily married and living in Boston, an ocean away. Time had come for Sarah to live her own life. If dancing and singing almost naked would bring her what she wanted, then so be it. A woman alone had to do what she must to survive. And if Sarah was one thing, she was a survivor.